Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James, the podcast all about getting people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, and the music that have soundtracked their journey. So join me as we open up shop and have a waffle. Hey, it's Taylor here. Just a quick message before this week's episode kicks off with the incredible Dan Etherton. I just wanted to jump in to say, if you haven't already, it would mean the world to me if you voted for me in the British Podcast Awards. I've put the link in my bio on our Instagram, so please check it out. All you've got to do is search for the Waffle Shop Podcast and hit vote. Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop Podcast. Today I'm joined by a phenomenal talent, the singer-songwriter Dan Etherton. Welcome to the Waffle Shop.
Hello, thank you for having me. Cheers, Tyler. Tyler.
Oh my God, what a way to start.
How long to meet Tyler. How are you doing, mate? do you want to do that again or not? I mean, I don't
know.
I can stay in there now. Yeah, I can stay in there. On absolute knob, this guy coming on the show. But
do you know what? It'd be worse if it was like the first time we'd met, but like I've actually met you for a beer.
So it's just awful. It's just like an absolute mug. Yeah. But hello, how are you doing?
I was doing fine until now.
thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anytime.
It's like good to be on the show.
Obviously, we've connected now like a fair few times, like on Instagram, like messages and stuff. And when I first heard your song Foundations, like I'm launching straight into this because music is my biggest coping mechanism when it comes to, you know, my kind of like bad days, whatever the mood might be, I always go to music. And your voice and that song, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, okay, I relate it to it on this level. And now it's added probably to about 4 or 5 of my playlists. So thank you.
Brilliant.
Foundation
thank
to
you.
Start with.
No, thank you. Thank you. honestly, I love the track so much. And I'm so happy that I know we've spoken about this at length, but I'm so happy you love it too. So it was my debut track released in February. That was all about leaning on your mates. And I think, well, I mean, I've said this a few times, but especially in the past year, like friends, family, loved ones, like I think everyone's needed them, regardless of what kind of bandwidth that's been in. but everyone's kind of needed it. You needed to support, and I think, you know, you take those support because that's what they're there for. So that song's all about that. And I wrote it a couple of years ago. It was genuinely inspired by my friends and by the people around me that just bring me so much happiness. And, you know, they just get you through life. So I just love performing it. I loved writing it. I love recording it. I was just so grateful to be able to debut it and say
behind the scenes
things, bound info about it. Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard. It was produced. It was produced during lockdown, so I co-produced it with my friend Andy Chappell, who owns Plane Productions. It's his production company, and he's a brilliant guy. But he got the vibe of the track, and it's an acoustic track really anyway, because it doesn't need to have any production behind it. And obviously, thank you for the lovely words about my voice. I'm super grateful and grateful to sing as much as I possibly can where I can. But yeah, I'm really proud of that track, and I'm excited, obviously, for the next single to be released, because it's very different. It's a very different song. It's got a very different, more like melancholy vibe. But equally, I think people can resonate with all my music, and this is the one thing. I think when we were having a drink the other day, I said, overall, the music, the voice is so important to me, but it's the lyrics. And I always say, like, I'm an emotionally charged lyricist, and that's at the forefront of everything I do, and in the forefront of all the music that I've got coming out. And I cannot wait. There is so much stuff that I've been working on at the moment that I can't wait for people to hear. But Disappear, which is coming out on Friday the 11th of June. Whether it's going to be before, or after this goes live, whatever.
It'll be out after.
It's out. So, like, it's out. It's out after.
Yes, so, it's out now.
Yeah.
So,
and it says, yeah. So
go and listen to it.
And you can listen to it. Go listen to it now. Go on Spotify. Go on Deezer. Go on Amazon Music. Go on Apple Music and listen to the track. But yeah, it's a track about separation. And I think that's probably a really good phrase to use, because, or word to use, because when you say, like, it's a track about a breakup, a lot of people use that, and I think that is what a lot of people can parallel with in their lives. But separation, you know, it's in any frame, you can be separated from loads of different things, and it's severing that tie.
I've had the pleasure of hearing this track now, and when I first heard it, as much as there is this kind of like this breakup kind of vibe from it, I think considering this past year that we've had, I feel like it relates on so many levels of being separated from like your family, from like your loved ones, you know, breaking down, you know, friendships, relationships, whatever it might be. And the only word I've said it to you a few times, the only word I can use to describe it is that it is stunning. Like, it is just a beautiful kind of calm, like, song. And it has that ability to kind of take you away and give you that kind of space, like, oh. And it makes you think, like, I love when songs and when music takes you to that place. Like, it kind of makes you feel that kind of emotion. And it's so powerful. And for some reason, obviously, you're an incredibly talented guy. But that's what, you know, the songs that I have heard, that's what your music is doing. And I can't wait to hear, like, what comes next.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you're totally right. And actually, like, the concept of space, and that's such a brilliant thing to pick up on, because when it was originally written, it was an acoustic track. And as it was developed, I'm the type of musician at the moment, I don't think I love loads of production on my tracks. Yeah. Disappear so far is the biggest producer, especially on, so this was meant to be part of a 4-track EP, and there's constant development and talk about where this is going to go. And that was my most produced part of what I was doing, especially in contrast to Foundations. But there was like a delay on an electric guitar, and it gave you that delay and that space in the song. And all of that kind of gave that empty space where you were losing that person, or that person wasn't there. And that's the distance between you. I think the track's beautiful. It's kind of sad too. And, it just encompasses all of that together. And I'm glad you picked up on that. So
I'm definitely cool. Here for it. Have you missed, obviously, this whole year has taken everything away. But like, have you missed you know, the feel of being on stage, you know, performing these tracks?
Yeah, like I sorry, like a little little notification just came up on my screen going, your connection's unstable. So it's like Zoom's coming up with all these different things today. We've got the connections unstable, the pinging of the recording starting later. But anyway, yeah, so in response to your question, yeah, so I actually only started properly gigging in 2019. And I started doing open mics in London, all around London. And I started getting confidence in my ability to perform live, because it's like super nerve-wracking, public speaking, whatever. Like, yeah, and you're kind of, and it's almost like you're public speaking, you're putting yourself in front of a stage and you're singing lyrics that mean a lot to you. It's like, you really are putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I did that. And then I managed to get a couple gigs. There's like an open marketplace that was doing an event called Mercato Metropolitano in London, in Elephant Castle. And it was my first ever for most hybrid live and online gig. And to top it off, it was a silent disco. So you basically all wore ear monitors and it was all being pulled through into this monitor and people were listening to it in their own headphones, like a silent disco. And that was such an amazing experience. It was my first time ever singing on my own with no supporting guitarist or anyone behind me, with me. So it was nerve-wracking, but I loved it. And I love how weirdly awkward and calm I feel on stage. And it's a really odd combination, but I almost feel relaxed, obviously, like shaking like a leaf and sweating profusely. But it's one of those things where whenever I'm performing live, I'm unable to communicate how I felt at the time I was writing songs, which is the most important thing to me, and put it on stage and present it to people to be able to digest it. And like I said, like, lyrics are so important to me. And for all I want is for someone to hear, one person to hear, and like, I've done my job all right already, if you love it. And just to hear that song and say, okay, if that's got me through the day, and it's, you know, just on my commute to work, or, you know, for a really tough time, then that's my job done. And I'm super grateful to be able to be privileged enough to have the opportunity to write and perform, but also for people to enjoy it. Like, that for me is everything.
That's like just like a dream job, isn't it? It's a dream scenario.
Yeah, it's a dream scenario.
What can you ask for?
Nothing really. Just hope that more people enjoy it, and it gets bigger and bigger, and it's like a snowball effect. And, you know, that's really the great thing. And I think what I loved about Foundations was, it was a short track. It's not like a long track. People can make comments that it could have been longer, and people loved it for the fact that it was short, but it got picked up on Spotify by their Easy playlist, which was completely out of the blue. I remember the moment when I saw it, when I got this notification saying, you've been added to this Easy playlist. And I was like, what? Like, this is mad. And you can pitch on Spotify. So the process, if you're uploading a track to Spotify, is there's a pitching sequence. So you can pitch, and it's like really few characters. So you've got to really wedge what you can in there. And I thought to myself, what are you meant to say? Like, obviously artists campaign, artists, you know, do PR. And I had no PR behind me. I literally just had me and the artists that I work with in regards to like the single artwork and animation, and obviously the producer I work with. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of planning to do a collaboration with like an orchestral remix. And I've got a couple of radio plays, and this is what the song's about. And the fact that like someone on the other end of it heard that and read what I was saying, and then actually thought, let's bump it onto like a playlist. It's like there's that one person that's listening to it and helping it. And I mean, that it kind of like reaffirms that's that, like, you're not going,
that's like a, you know, you're doing the right thing then when you get that kind of I'm being noticed, like that your voice is being heard.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it kind of gives that, and it's almost that kind of step where you're like, okay, let's keep on going. And, you know, let's keep on writing, let's keep on listening. Like, a massive thing for me is I love, maybe even, probably shouldn't say this, maybe even more so than doing it myself, I love listening to other musicians.
Yeah.
So for me, like, to listen to emerging artists, you know, well-known artists, or, you know, obscure artists, I just love hearing what they've got to say, whatever genre. Like, it's whatever kind of goes, this is why I love the radio functionality of Spotify, because you can literally click on it and it's giving you so many artists that you love, and also you've never heard of, and you're learning music and you're inspired, you know, that for me keeps the ball rolling, keeps the wheel turn, like it's cool. And I love that. Do you use Spotify?
To be fair, that literally is the one app I was asked recently, like if one app, like you know, if you had to delete, you know, everything, which app would you keep? Number one, it'd be Spotify or some kind of like music. I'd be lost without it. But to be fair, it leads me very nicely onto my next question, because I ask this whenever I have like a musical guest on, or, you know, someone who works in radio. I always like this question because I never know what the answer is going to be. And I'd like that it gives you a bit of a thought process as well. Can you remember the first song that you heard that made you like feel something?
So do you know what? This is really funny. I was actually telling my friends this yesterday, and this isn't that I'm going to deviate from the fact that I can't remember the actual song, but I remember the genre, and I remember it really, really well. And it was, so we used to drive to Spain a lot when I was younger. So we had like a big car, like a little Chrysler car, big Chrysler, whatever. And I can't remember whether we were driving to Spain or whether we were in Orlando, driving to like Disney or something in the US. And my mum was playing jazz music on like a jazz radio station. And my mum loves jazz music, or both my parents do. And I remember in the back of the car listening to this beautiful jazz. And I mean, this is also, this brings me into another thing actually. And I just remember feeling that music and just remembering it so much that was just what music could make you feel. And so a lot of jazz, sometimes it's wordless, you know, there's not much speech, there can just be music and it's the instrumental musicality of it. And that for me was massive. And I always think back on that day, and it just, I mean, I was like a kid, I must've been like seven. I can't even remember how old I was. And it just always, always draws music that makes you feel stable and makes you feel welcomed. And I love listening to jazz. And there's a song that I've written which I'm definitely going to release at one stage.
Yes.
Because my voice sometimes can sit there. It can sit with jazz well. And I like how it sounds. And but yeah, how about you? What's your, can you remember yours? I mean, does anyone combat it? What's yours? Tell me.
I would probably say I'm a huge fan of like a big vocal, whether it's male or female, but the ones I'm always drawn to is like the Adeles, the Amy Winehouses, or even like Duffy.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as as soon as they start singing, or as soon as you hear that song, you know who it is.
It's liquid gold. Like, it's unbelievable.
That's the perfect way of describing it. And it's just, they've got that ability to kind of like really reel you in. Like the way they kind of use their voice and their lyrics and everything. It's just like, I think that those three are probably like my big ones. Like if I'm in a bit of a mood, or if I'm, you know, I'm having a bit of a, God, what is wrong with me? Like I need to kind of let off like some emotion or something. They're my go-tos. Like there's at least a handful of each of their songs that I've got like real kind of memories and connections with.
It's really I love that. It's really interesting with all three of those artists. Like you would usually think that like when you're feeling sad or feeling low that you go to maybe a song that's more upbeat, or a song that's maybe heavier, got a faster tempo, but then you actually move towards, a lot of the time, musicians that maybe have a sadder undertone or more of kind of like an emotional relayed message in their lyrics, that you're kind of like, actually, this is why I feel comfortable, because you almost understand what I'm going through. And I've seen Adele live a couple of times. I sadly never got to see Amy Winehouse live, but she was an icon. Adele's voice is unbelievable, like amazing.
I'm just so excited for what's coming next. You know, she's been away for a while now. You know, she's had a bit of a time of it, you know, in the press and stuff like that. So now I'd like the odd photos and stuff that she posts. Yes. And she looks happier than ever.
It's a teaser.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for more. And do you know who else I'm ready for as well? I could do with like some new Rihanna music.
Yeah, God. I mean, she's been out of the scene for a while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, actually like years and years.
Yeah, she's too busy like selling makeup and stuff now. Yeah,
which, you know, fair play. She's got other ventures, you know, she's smashing, so good for her. But yeah, no. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. And yeah, Disappear is just one of those tracks, I think, that if you know, you know, and you can kind of relate to it. And that's cool. And I also don't want people to feel, you know, sad songs do make you feel sad, but there's also some light in it. You know, there's light of discovering yourself. There's light of realization and taking ownership of your actions. And I love what you said also about during the past year physically separated a lot of us from you would support you like in foundations, and it's been hard, but also people have made big decisions in their lives to cut people out and to move on and grow, and that's brilliant. Like that's great, because it's a development within yourself, and it's all about supporting each other and realizing that if you can't support someone and you can't have that ability to remain positive despite all the crap that goes on day to day, then you've got to find it somewhere, because it's a lot easier to be to be happy. I mean, it's a lot easier to be happier than sad, but it's a lot easier to be kinder than to be crueler.
What are your go-to?
In my house, I mean, some people are just absolute bastards, aren't they?
Yeah.
My go-to's musician wise. my advice is go for a drink. No, in terms of musicians, weirdly enough, do you know what? Spotify recently did that thing where it was like they do their end of year roundup, and it was almost like contrasting genres that happened recently. I can't remember what the first one, but apparently I'm really into Australian indie. And I was like, wow. What is Australian? But there's an artist called Dustin Taboo. It's T-E-B-U-T-T. Whitewater is one of my like favorite songs ever. I said Nick Mulvey, these kind of like indie singers. I mean, Ben Howard, they're just like one massive inspirations. The XX, Marabou State. Marabou State, when you're at a festival, just make you feel like 100 times better than you are in real life. Like,
strong choices. I'm loving this.
They're strong choices, and they're brilliant. Honestly, like I might make a playlist soon on Spotify of just like songs that I like, and people want to listen into it, and please do. But your music's subjective, isn't it? But yeah, no, they're I'm like beaming, smiling, just even thinking about now. I'm like an absolute like Cheshire Cat. But it's those kind of artists. And I love them to bits, but at the same time, yeah, I listen to a bit of jazz and, you know, all types of different genres. You know, pop is great because it's catchy and lyrics you can really like resonate with. So yeah, it's a mixed bag, definitely.
So with Disappear now out everywhere, go and stream it. What is the plan next? Obviously, the world's starting to open up a little bit. You know, there's gigs coming back, you know, potential festivals towards the end of the summer coming back. Like, what's your plan looking like for the rest of the year?
So I've got a few plans. In terms of festivals and gigs, I have got a few gigs at the beginning of July in London. I'll be announcing them pretty soon. So come and look at my social media, whatever, my website, and I'll announce it on there. I'm also doing my first festival in September, which is super exciting, which I'm very, very, very much looking forward to. There's a load more new music to come, like a lot. But one of my main things that I've been doing a lot more so recently is I've got a background in art too. So yeah. I studied art history at uni, and I work in art as well in the day. Kind of like an art dealer by day and musician by night. This is obviously not that romantic. That's absolute tosser chatting crap. I work with a lot of emerging artists and animators and illustrators, and with all the single artwork that I do, they're now friends and they're artists within their own right, and I want to continue doing that. And I've been approach for a lot of projects coming up where I can incorporate both music and art. So that's really a goal of mine, is to see, I mean, both things are beautiful and both things you can get something from. So why not try and, you know, create them as like a mighty package? So I want to do a lot more of that, a lot more of inspiring artists to draw more, inspiring musicians to create more. And yeah, just, you know, the sky's the limit. Whatever I can do and get stuck into, I'd love to just try. So lots of opportunities, yeah, for sure.
Oh, mate, I'm so excited for what's coming next. Like, I, for one, yeah, can't thank you enough for joining me for Waffle. Two, I'm so excited to be at one of your gigs, because to hear that kind of...
You've got to be there in July.
Oh, of course. Now I've got the pressure. Like, you came to commentary, yeah, to see it, so now I've got to return the favour.
Exactly.
But no, seriously, like, you can hear like the rawness in the tracks, and especially in Disappear. So to see that in a live environment, I've kind of got like pre goosebumps. Is that even a thing?
It can happen. Now, it can happen. Exactly. But actually, yeah, that's another thing. Obviously, what I was doing in Coventry in terms of the City of Culture, being 2021, obviously, I was interviewing artists for the Coventry City of Culture campaign, which you're also part of as well, in like a broader stream, which is super cool. And you're doing stuff for the BBC, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think it is just kind of giving people around the city, because there is so many creative and kind of incredible people around this city that they don't kind of get the chance to showcase either their talents or shout about what they're doing. So I'm so grateful to be able to be in a position and being given that platform to really shout about like what I'm doing and obviously the city that I'm living in. So yeah, like the fact that you're coming here and kind of like showcasing again, like the talent that is here and being a part of that, like all the stars are aligning. It's really weird.
It's really, honestly, I honestly think back, and I know it was only recently, but it's just so mad to think that it's such a close lineup to what I'm doing with my music, obviously in Coventry, doing stuff for the City of Culture. Then you're also interrelated with it too. And it's just, but look, things are meant to be in certain ways and shapes and forms, and you've just got to try and ride the wave as rocky as it can be. But it's cool. And I'm honestly, this Coventry, in terms of its regeneration and for art, I don't want to yap on too much about art, it's changed massively. Like, I didn't know Coventry too well. I studied in the Midlands, but it really, yeah, some of the artwork's beautiful. Some of the artwork is truly beautiful there, and it's I'm so proud to be part of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let me drop my headphones then.
Be careful.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. So for anyone who has been living under a rock and hasn't heard Foundations or Disappear as of yet, where can people find you? Like on social media? Don't give out your address on this show because they will hunt you down.
No, I won't give my address, but you can honestly find me on all social media platforms. It's Detherton, so Detherton. Or on Twitter and Facebook, it's D3THER, because, you know, someone's used it already. And yeah, I've got a website as well, which is www.danetherton.com. But yeah, and it's on Spotify. Everything's on Spotify, all social, like all streaming platforms. And yeah, and just listen to it. And the most important thing is, like, have fun with it. Like, enjoy it and connect with it. And I think that's the most important thing that I would want out of people listening to it. Obviously, blare it loud. Play it to your mates, you know, play it to your friends, play it to whoever, but yeah, just listen to it and like, yeah, feel it.
Well, that's exactly what is going to happen, especially with it, because that song playing When the Sun is Shining hits incredibly different. So you heard it here first, Dan.
and we've been blessed with good weather as well recently.
Exactly, make the most of it.
Yeah, make the most of it, you know. Yeah, true.
Honestly, Dan, thank you so much for joining me for Waffle, and best of luck. Not that you need it, but best of luck with the brand new single. And I will be seeing you in July at one of your shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, finished. Thanks, Taylor. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Huge thank you to my very special guest this week, the incredibly talented Daniel Etherton. If you haven't already, make sure you go and check out his brand new single, Disappear, that is out now. And as always, I will see you guys next week.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.